So I'm speaking with Adam Webster, a lecturer from the Law School at the University of Adelaide. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull last year said the consequences of a yes vote on the plebiscite will be that same-sex marriage will be legal in Australia. Looking at the situation now, is this necessarily true?
Well, we don't quite know how the plebiscite might work, but based on the comments of Senator Abetz this week, it seems that maybe he won't be pending.
Well, I guess the most obvious question is, if some MPs have made up their minds on the issue, what is the point of the plebiscite?
Well, that's exactly right. It really depends on how this all works. If you have a plebiscite, and from the plebiscite, the members of Parliament are taking that they will vote in a manner consistent with the plebiscite, there is nothing after seeing the result of the plebiscite, changing their mind and voting another way, or saying right from the outset, as someone has they would ignore the decision of the people in a plebiscite in any event.
Well, politicians, they're ultimately there to serve the will of the people who elected them. So assuming people do vote yes, that the Australian people do vote yes on this same-sex marriage issue, what legal justification would there be for them to continue to vote against it?
There's a legal requirement for a plebiscite in the first place, and there's no legal requirement for them to follow the will of the Australian people in a plebiscite. I mean, that's one of the problems with a plebiscite in the first place. We elect these members of Parliament to sit there and pass laws, and here they seem to be passing the buck back to the Australian, but they're not even guaranteeing that they would follow that will in any event.
So, yeah, this seems like maybe a $160 million exercise in futility.
It could well be. I mean, there is another way of doing it, and it would be to pass same-sex marriage legislation, the substantive law legalising same-sex marriage, but have a clause in that piece of legislation that said the legislation will not come into force until after a plebiscite had been successful. Mm-hmm. And so what you would have is you'd have to wait after the plebiscite. And if that plebiscite, there was a yes vote, then the legislation would kick into effect. If the vote was no, the legislation would just drop off the books in effect.
So why haven't we seen this happen?
Well, perhaps that's what Malcolm Turnbull means when he says the result of a plebiscite will be binding. We haven't quite seen at this stage what form the plebiscite would take. But if it took that form, then we wouldn't have to go back to the Parliament to enact the same-sex marriage legislation. Of course, the problem with that approach is that members could kill it off before it even got to a plebiscite when the substantive same-sex marriage bill would be before Parliament. And MPs at that point could just refuse to vote for it with this trigger clause in it.
It kind of seems like we've got two very definite sides in the Liberal Party at the moment, these small L Liberals, as it were, and this very conservative wing. Do you foresee this deepening that divide?
Well, based on the comments of Senator Abetz and Senators Abetz and Bernardi during the week and some of the responses from their colleagues, it does seem to be causing a bit of a rift within the coalition.
Would you expect to see any other political consequences, political fallout, if this situation is getting any more complicated than it already is?
I think it's difficult. And I think one of the things is we may have to see what form the plebiscite takes in the first place to see what their political consequences flow from that. I think it'd be the first step. And we'll probably have to wait and see at that point.
Well, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time coming on The Daily this morning and walking us through this one, because it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on.
Thanks, John. Good to speak to you.